Episode 2 of our second season finds our story beginning to wrap up its chapter in the world of Billy the Kid. Welcome to our intergalactic audio drama, which we call Roswell B.C. Before the Crash.
My new case had taken me into the middle of a conflict that was ready to boil over.
The triggers had been pulled and shots were about to be fired, shots 3 years apart. We were about to witness a shot on one end of those 3 years, and Orb was about to witness another shot on the other end of those 3 years. And both of those shots not only changed history, but also set into motion our exits from those two points in history.
Let's take them in order. When Billy saw Tolop on his galloping horse heading toward Tunstall, he shouted,
"Mr. Tunstall, look out!"
Billy thought Tolop was what Tunstall had to look out for. It was the bullet meant for Tolop that was the real danger.
"That's Toad! Is he trying to... Wait! I think I still got a good shot."
"Jesse, wait!" "No, you wasn't trying to get away, Jesse."
"It don't matter. Besides, I would have thought you'd have been happy to get rid of him and his boots."
"Jesse?"
"Yeah?"
"I don't think it was Toad you got rid of."
That shot meant for Tolop just missed him, but it headed straight for Tunstall. What Jesse and the others were sent to do happened by accident. It was a clean hit, and Tunstall fell to the ground.
"Wait a minute. Is that..."
"Sure is. Jesse, I never seen you make a better shot. You're aiming for somebody else."
"Well, you know wherever Tunstall is, Billy and the others won't be far behind. Our work is done. Let's get out of here."
"What about Toad?"
"We can't take the risk of going after him. Besides, he's long gone now. Come on, let's go back to Lincoln. Mr. Dolan's gonna be real..."
Billy got to Tunstall right after Jesse and the boys were out of sight. He jumped off his horse and ran to Tunstall's lifeless body.
"Mr. Tunstall!"
Neela and I watched from a distance as Billy fell to his knees beside the man who had done so much for him.
"I need to go to him."
"Neela, wait!"
At that very moment, Tolop came rushing by on his seemingly unstoppable horse.
"Ryan!"
"Hang on, buddy!"
There are times when you just do things you never thought you'd be able to do. This was one of those times. I turned my horse around and headed after him. I will say that my experience with my own wild horse the day before helped me quite a bit. I came alongside Tolop's horse and was able to somehow get it to stop.
"Whoa there! Whoa, whoa, whoa! Are you okay?"
"Ask me again when my head stops spinning. Did you see anybody coming after me?"
I don't think so. Were those the men who captured you?"
"How did you know about it?" "Oh, wait. Eddie, right?"
"Right. So I knew you were heading this way."
"So, she finally started earning her pay, huh?"
"Well, we need to talk. But first, let's get out of here."
"Tolop, are you okay?"
"Well, my ship can move at warp speed, but I've never felt anything like that ride."
"Come on, let's go."
"But, Billy, what can..."
"He's going to think Tolop had something to do with Tunstall getting shot, and he won't be happy. We need to get out of here."
"I can't just leave."
"Oh, yes, you can."
"But what about Orb? Billy was our best chance."
"Billy won't be thinking about anything but revenge for a long time. He won't be any help."
"But we need someone to show us how to get back."
"Tolop, does your remote still have the ability to track our ship?"
Right here in my boot. My beautiful, wonderful boot."
"Tolop, what is wrong with you?"
"Well, long story. I'll explain later. Yes, Ryan, we can get back to the ship without help from these Earth people, who I have found to be not very hospitable."
"I think you met the wrong ones. The ones we met are...
are coming this way! And they don't look very happy with me.
All right. I guess it's time for this.
What are you doing?
He's gonna stop those guys in their tracks.
But they've been helping us. Don't hurt them.
No, it won't hurt. Much.
Ryan! Stop!
It's done. Thanks for talking me into buying one of these, Tolop.
But nothing happened.
Just wait.
They're coming right at us.
And now.
Boom! Oh, my leg!
What happened?
Well, what Ryan just fired is called an IBC, an instant barrier creator. It comes in handy when you don't want to be followed.
And we don't. Come on. It won't last forever. Which way to the ship?
The remote says, this way. Follow me.
Wait a minute. Have you forgotten what we came here for? We have to find Orb.
I'm hoping we can use the ship's T-squared equipment to pinpoint his location a little better. What do you think, Tolop?
Yeah, it's still new to me, but I can try.
Then let's head out. Neela.
I just can't stand to see Billy like this.
He'll be fine. Now come on.
I'm sorry, Billy.
And that was the end of Billy's time with Neela.
But 3 years later, Neela's brother was right in the middle of what would be the end of Billy's time on Earth. Orb had ridden with Billy to Fort Sumner and was waiting outside while Billy went in to see his girlfriend, Paulita.
Meanwhile, Sheriff Pat Garrett had brought Pete, his new deputy, to Fort Sumner as well. He left Pete and started walking toward Paulita's. Billy came back outside, so Garrett headed for Paulita's brother's quarters. As he went inside, Billy heard it and went to the door. That's when Orb overheard what Pete was planning to do.
Forget the sheriff. I think I can hit the kid from here. Then I'll be a legend. Oh, I can't let him do it! Oh, stop! Billy? I'm not Billy! He's in with Garrett. You were about to shoot the wrong man.
Then I'll shoot the right man. You!
Pete! No!
Orb fell to the ground. Pete's bullet had narrowly missed him, but he quickly decided to act like it hadn't. That bullet was followed within seconds by another shot. Billy had heard Pete's gun go off and had pulled his gun. Garrett pulled at the same time and shot first. Billy the Kid was gone. When Pete heard Garrett's shot, he ran toward the sound. That gave Orb just enough time to run to his horse, or actually Pete's horse, and ride away.
Oh man, that was close. I hate to leave without knowing what happened between Billy and the sheriff, but I had to. Oh good, there's a place where I can go off the path and not be seen. Now I should be able to activate my remote so I can find my ship. And there we go. Okay, that should lead me back to where I landed so I can get away from this time period.
Come on, man.
Where are those guys going?
I got a feeling that fella Sheriff Garrett deputized ain't worth much. We better get to Fort Sumner before he gets the sheriff killed.
I hope nobody got killed. But I'm not going to stay and find out. All right, Orb, you've got a long ride ahead of you.
So, just like us, Orb was on his way back to his ship.
And I think all of us, with possibly the exception of Neela, were ready to leave the Wild West behind. While we and Orb were following our remotes back to our ships, a lot was happening elsewhere. Remember Rafe, the Jarelta council member who, along with Neela's mother Timbus, had allied himself with the Metsis?
He had tracked down his own son, Radir, in that interplanetary biker bar, but had been smacked over the head with a beer bottle. When he finally woke up, He found himself tied to a pipe in a storage room in the back of the bar.
Well, how was your sleep?
Untie me, now.
And just why would I do that?
Because I'm your father.
You mean the father who sent me to the sphere? The father who cheated on my mother? The father who let the Metzies put me on a ship that was set to explode?
I didn't know it was going to explode. They just said they needed someone for an experiment.
And you didn't ask any questions. You just went along with them, like you always do.
They're helping us make Derelta what it's supposed to be.
They're not helping you do anything. You're helping them. Well, let's see you try to help them from here. If you'll excuse me, I have some work to do. It's not much of a job, but at least these people appreciate me.
So, Rafe's mission had failed. He had found his son, but it looked like he wasn't going to be taking him home anytime soon. Meanwhile, his partner had flown to Trillistal at the request of my office. Or, should I say, at the request of the enemy in my office. And it turns out that I was not the only one who had been fooled by Eddie.
Tempest, it is so good to see you!
So, what is this about? Does your boss want to ask more questions?
Oh, no. Mr. Ryan doesn't even know you're here.
He doesn't? Then why did you ask me to come?
Well, I thought it was time we had a little talk.
Why should I talk to you? You're just a...
A secretary? Just a secretary? That's what you were going to say, wasn't it? Well, perhaps you can learn something from this secretary.
What are you talking about? I am in charge of an entire planet. What could I possibly learn from you?
An entire planet, huh? And who do you think is in charge of you?
In charge of me?
Someone put you where you are, didn't they? Someone has kept you in power. Who could that be?
The Metzies, I suppose.
And have you ever met the Supreme Leader of the Metzies?
No, but he has always been able to communicate through messengers, and I am sure he's more than pleased with what we've done.
First of all, he is a she. Secondly, she is not all that pleased.
How would you know?
I had hoped you would be more observant.
What?
Tempest, look at me. Now, do you see?
You're the...
Yes. How do you think we've been able to keep tabs on your daughter and Ryan? We knew by watching her that she was considering securing Ryan's services, so it was simple enough to get a placement through the temp agency. After that, I've stayed two steps ahead of Trillistel's finest private detective.
Well, that was brilliant.
So glad you approve. Now, have you heard from Rafe?
He sent word that he had found Radir, but I haven't heard from him since.
He is almost as inept as you. Do you have his tracker?
Yes, it's in my ship.
Good. Ryan was stupid enough to give me his exact location and time. So I'm sending someone to take care of him, your daughter, and your son.
Take care of? You mean...
Don't worry. We need them alive. Well, not Ryan and his little pilot friend. But your husband apparently gave something to your children, and we need to find out what it is.
What about Rafe?
I'll have him and Radir picked up along the way.
By whom?
By the very best I've got. Someone who, unlike you and Rafe, will get the job done. Dar, are you ready?
Always ready.
Good. Oh, poor Mr. Ryan. He has no idea what's coming.
Eddie was right. I had no idea what was coming. But I did know she would be up to something. While Eddie was sending her Metzi's goon our direction, she wasn't the only one who wanted to get a hold of Orb.
Say, boss?
What?
I think this T-squared thing's only gonna be able to get us so far.
What do you mean?
Well, it's showing that we're getting closer to where that guy landed, but...
Oh, I don't think I'm gonna like this, but...
But it won't show us exactly where he landed.
Well, that's just great. We could travel through time, but we still can't find a guy.
Boss?
Yeah.
You remember when you told me to put a tracker in that package?
Yeah, I did. Didn't I? Didn't I? You did put a tracker in the package, right?
Boss?
Oh, don't say it. I told you to do it. Didn't I? Didn't I?
You sure did, boss.
Then why didn't you?
And I sure did, boss.
What?
Got you, didn't I? Didn't I?
Grud, I don't know what I'm gonna do with you. Turn that tracker on.
Already done, boss. Already done. Here we go.
So we were headed back to our ship, and Orb was headed back to his. 3 years later, the Metzi ship was headed our way, and the guys chasing Orb were closing in.
I know it sounds like a lot, but it will all fit together to create the next chapter of our story.
I'm actually glad I didn't know all of these details at the time. I might have been even more concerned than I was. And believe me, I was concerned.
I'm sorry, Billy.
I'm sorry, Billy.
I'm sorry, Billy.
I'm sorry, Billy. I'm sorry, Billy. I'm sorry, Billy.
I'm not good at doing that.
Roswell, BC comes to you straight from Roswell, New Mexico. With a few exceptions, the voices you will hear in this series are Roswell residents. This episode of Roswell, BC is entitled The Shots and features the voices of Kyle Bullock as Ryan, Devin Bullock as Neela, Lynetta Zuber as Eddie, Tony Souza as Tolip, Jill Bailey as the feminine Ryan, Robin Haynes as Orb, Dominic Batista as Billy the Kid, Georgiana Samoz as Timbus, Josh Hartwell as Pete, Ty Watley as Jesse Evans, Dane Leonardson as Frank Baker, Curtis Michaels as Rafe and Radier, Scott Phillips as Boss, Austin Beach as Grud, and Zach Anderson as Jose Chavisy Chavez and the rest of Billy's men. The Roswell, BC theme music was composed and recorded by Brian Hunley. The harmonica in this episode is played by Chip Sellerole. The artwork for our podcast cover and posters is the creation of Logan Pack. Some of the special audio effects heard in this series are courtesy of Relicwood Media. Roswell, BC was created, written, directed, and produced by yours truly, Boyd Barrett. We thank our patron on Patreon, Scott Phillips of Audio Oblivious Productions. If you're listening to this episode before December 7th, 2016, please go to the link provided in the show notes and vote for us in the Audioverse Awards under Best New Original Short Form Large Cast Ongoing Production. That would be much appreciated. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And please leave us a great review while you're there. You can also visit our website at roswellbc.com. The story is headed your way.